It is live and local. Good to have you with us on this Tuesday. I mentioned we'd be talking about a crisis that is in our midst. I was unaware of it until I saw an op-ed by Danny Tarkanian on illicit vapes. Joining us now is Rich Marianos with the Tobacco Law Enforcement Agency discussing illicit vapes, which are coming into our country and being marketed towards kids. I say at the very start, I don't smoke. I don't smoke tobacco. I don't smoke vapes. I don't do that. But this is a crisis that is in our midst. Rich, I know that you have spent, I guess, decades in federal law enforcement, and now you're part of this network. Tell me what TLEN is and what it's designed to do.
What it's designed to do, and if I may start off, is Danny Tarkanian. What a name that you brought up from the past.
Oh, yeah.
It made me think of his father biting on the towel.
We but, miss him.
Yeah, don't you? We were just talking about this earlier with some people on the, what the network really can do and what we do well. It's a group of law enforcement officers, federal and state, teachers, parents, school resource officers designed to tackle the problem of criminal vaping in the United States. In a quick paragraph, if you're looking for, try to understand this and grasp it for your listeners' enjoyment, it is 86% of the vape products in the United States are being manufactured in China by the Chinese government that are making money on our kids' back. And 100% of those 86% are all illegal, and they're all in violation of federal law. So what we have is, in terms of a flow chart, is the Chinese federal government manufacturing these products, smuggling them into the United States and being sold through these illegal vape shops, which I'm starting to call local crack stores, because they all sell illegal narcotics, and putting them out to our kids. And the last I heard, two of the items in that flowchart, China was our greatest threat to national security, and children are our greatest resource. So that's why we put it together to concentrate on very much, or the biggest part is, the illegal Chinese organized crime.
Now, from your experience at ATF, what happens when cities, and they do this all the time, mainly in blue states, when they look the other way at so-called low-level black market activity?
This is what happens in essence, and it's happening all over the place, and we need to wake up. In some of these cities, as you described, you know, need to kick themselves in the face, because the low-level criminal activity at these vape stores are now selling illegal narcotics, THC, 7-OH, kratom, nitrous oxide, under the guise of a legal entity, and they're becoming like illegal dope shops. And then what brings crime along with that, which is part of the broken windows theory, and I'm glad the guard from Nevada, Las Vegas brought it to your attention, is you have stick-ups, robberies, trade-based money laundering. All these little vape shops have turned into criminal activity that affects every community, and it gives our kids the ability to go to these shops and buy them under the guise of, oh, everything's okay. And these vape shops aren't legal. None of these products have been given the authority by the FDA to sell. And the ones that are legal, the mom-and-pop shops that are doing everything right, is designed towards tobacco harm reduction. As you brought up in the beginning of, you know, your introduction, I don't smoke either. I don't claim to. I don't want to. But if we can find a product out there, that a legitimate product that's been regulated by the FDA to get people away from smoking, I'm all for it. But this is the exact opposite. This is the antithesis. This is criminal activity right under our nose through these vape shops that is causing problems, and it needs to be addressed. Red state, blue state, green state, purple state, it's the start of the broken windows theory, in which the community suffers by these locations being open.
Rich, let me ask you, the cartels, they've been dealing in fentanyl. They've been dealing with a lot of really bad stuff, child trafficking and things like this. What are the cartels doing with this, with these illicit vapes?
That's a great question, and it comes down to the same individuals that are making these vape products in the Xinjiang Valley in China are also making the fentanyl precursors and smuggling into Mexico and then bringing them into the United States after they're manufactured into pills, bags, whatever they're using to bring these products into the United States. Just recently, in the last 3 weeks, a vape shop was raided in Texas, in Laredo, Texas, in which upon the police officers doing their search, they found a tunnel being dug all the way towards the border in which these vape products, along with narcotics, along with guns, illegal proceeds from these events, being used to and from. So the cartels and the Mexican organized crime across the border know that this is a valuable asset in terms of making money to the tune of over $300 billion a year in some cases.
Wow.
And we suffer as a country. And like I said, from the biggest crooks, high-value targets that are out there, all the way down to our kids, we're paying the penalties.
Okay, people assume that these are just bad products from overseas, when in reality, what we're talking about is organized networks and cartel supply chains. Is that about right?
That's 100% right. This is not mom-and-pop operations. These are calculated criminals from China that are involved in billions and billions of dollars of criminal enterprise providing these products to our market in the United States.
Let me ask you, are we just letting a new black market grow in plain sight? Is that what's going on right now in our cities and states?
Yeah, it's new black market, and the FDA and CBP just recently in Chicago, the attorney general was there to announce an arrest, a black market operation that had $120 million worth of illegal vapes all set for distribution. And we need to do more on the enforcement side and to disrupt these shops from allowing these to be trafficked on our city streets. New York, Operation Vapors, dozen, 12 distributors charged, dozens arrested. Vape out in Los Angeles, $1 million in illegal products seized, 6 shops shut down and seized. Operation Smoke and Mirror in North Carolina, not just the vapes, but 250,000 grams of synthetic THC and multiple arrests. We're finding guns at these locations, shootings that are happening. And that is what is fueling this black market, because the bad guys realize they can make a ton of money when there's such a criminal demand taking place right under our nose.
Again, Rich Marianos with the Tobacco Law Enforcement Agency discussing illicit vapes. If you could speak directly to lawmakers and local leaders listening right now to this program, what is the one thing that you would tell them about the enforcement effort that's needed and the urgency that we have right now?
This is one of our most urgent products, like I said, or one of our most urgent situations that's happening in the country and which is affecting our children. We need lawmakers to understand what the problem is and put financial resources towards supporting the police, supporting federal agencies to go after these shops. Stop licensing these illegal facilities. Make inspections and take the licenses away, take them out of commerce, and allow the mom and pop or the people that are doing it right continue to support a tobacco harm reduction strategy. Take the dirty players out of the marketplace. Allow people to use products for what it was necessarily manufactured for, and give law enforcement the resources they need to tackle this problem. If we don't tackle it, it'll get out of control. As a friend of mine said, you can't swing a bat in the majority of our communities in the United States without hitting one of these criminal vape shops. And that's what they need to understand. There's a version of two. We're talking here about the criminal product Chinese organized crime, high-level targets, trade-based money laundering, guns, drugs, and violence compared to the mom-and-pop operations. And that's what we need to concentrate on, and we need to educate from our top legislators all the way down to our parents what the problem is, because we don't want to relive a war on drugs.
Rich, if my listeners want to learn more about this, where can they go? How can they find you?
Start with leadership@tobaccolaws.com. It's also at www.enforcetobaccolaws.com, and then on X at Enforce Tobacco. And please, if you know you have any questions or need any more information, reach out to us. We're glad to help, because you know, this is a problem that we see growing more and more at the rate of 1,000% of youth getting addicted to these products a year, and more bad guys making money than ever before.
Wow. Rich, thanks so much, man. Appreciate it. Hope you have a great week, and we'll talk again soon, I'm sure.
Look forward to it, Kevin, and thank you so much for your time and friendship.
There you go. There you go. Rich Marianos with the Tobacco Law Enforcement Agency talking about a critical, critical problem. Check it out. The information is there. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.